Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And a good Friday morning to you, and welcome into Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. It looks like the gang is all here. Darren McFarland, that's me, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe, Elijah Campbell, manning things at our Hillside Medical Game Studios. It was a good night for the local teams. Predators get it done over the Ducks. Vanderbilt down 15, comes storming back and beats Alabama. MTSU gets it done. A lot of good stuff happening here in the Mid-State. Guys, how we doing?
Fired up, Darren. It is a big, big day. What a day. If you can't get excited for a show on a day like today, so much is going on.
I'm very excited.
I'm coming in pumped up.
Listen, the suit is here.
The suit. I just heard him inform. He might as well have gotten on the PA. He said, guys, you know, it's like he was just going into the phone booth and turning into Superman. He just told everybody, I'm going on the air, folks. I'll be out of pocket. He was telling all the workers, you know, if you need mm-hmm. the PD, if you need the people's PD, I'm unavailable. Mm-hmm. Got to go on the show. It's March Madness. The show needs me.
I've X'd out my schedule for
that's
the next
exactly,
4 hours.
Yep. That's it.
What are the odds that he makes it till 2 o'clock?
I think the odds are pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't feel like
I think they're
duty
pretty good.
Calls at any point, like all, you know what breaks loose, and next thing you know, there's a fire truck in the parking lot, and
I guess
Chase has got to go talk to the guy, you know.
You definitely can't
to the
rule
marshal.
Out. You definitely can't rule out the fire truck.
Not Marshall Widener, but the fire marshal, no. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing things out there.
No, it'll be fine.
There was a little bit of hesitation.
You can delegate. Pause.
Jim Rome, pause.
I'm gonna delegate.
No. That was no? Question mark? All right, look, good. It's good. I'm glad.
I'm just trying to figure out. We got a headphone issue, and
you're distracted.
It's my headphones that I've had for years, and you know they're awesome. And I'm afraid that
I don't think it's the headphones. I think it's
because it's worked. It's done
really?
This in multiple locations.
So oh,
we might actually have a headphone issue, which you know they were working fine the other day. So it makes me wonder.
See, we're already out. This is a bad sign.
It makes me wonder.
We can't let this derail the show.
Has there been an unauthorized borrowing of the headphones?
That never happens. I can speak for that.
That never happens.
Never happens.
Chase is about to launch investigation.
I can vouch for that. It never, ever, ever happens. Would anybody take somebody else's headphones and use them? That would never happen. In that building. No chance.
Yes. So, I don't know.
I've got, 10.5 years of experience. I mean, never. No one would ever touch somebody else's property. Ever. Especially, like, waters and drinks in their fridge. The mini fridge.
Oh, boy.
We've had some fun over the years with that. Or maybe not.
Mute your computer there, Willie.
I thought I hit the mute.
I hit the mute, and I was unmuting when I thought I was muting.
Darren, you can see we are a well-oiled machine.
I was going to say, I have bad vibes about making it to 2 o'clock. This is not the start we were looking for. Although,
I think it could be a good start.
Nothing can stop us. There's too much going on. This is exciting.
It's our one bubble. Shiny moment. I think Willie's going to break out in one shiny moment.
Please don't.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not time for that yet, but we do have a very good bubble watch. Mm-hmm. Elijah Campbell and I comparing notes. We've got color-coordinated stuff. We got highlighters. We've got multicolors for the categories. We got a spiral notebook.
That I completely finished last night. The last page I have finished. The spiral notebook is now full.
Yep.
With notes.
You have the spiral notebook, and then you've got a, you know, update with each day. So last night was very intriguing. You had a very busy night in the NHL, a nice win for the Predators, taking care of business, looking ahead to the big weekend now, back-to-back, St. Louis and Minnesota. And I just realized this, guys. Selection Sunday going on, and the Preds are playing Minnesota. What?
You just realized that? What?
I didn't put it together
just
in my head.
Snuck
in the
up on you?
What? What am I going to do? I'm going to be getting ready for a massive game, Predators Wild.
Listen, I've heard.
And
of
I
like,
got to look. What am I going to do when the brackets come out? I got to be multitasking there a little bit, right? I got to get the prep done.
You'll just have to wait and see the bracket after the game.
No. I got
to
have
to wait. Be surprised.
I need something. I got to
get a big surprise. Just don't you want to wait and just see it all
on the plane ride home?
The game? Yes.
No.
That could be your selection show.
I need to at least see it on the real time. I'll delve into it after the game, but I just need to see if I'm right, because Elijah and I, we got to make our final picks on the bubble.
Especially if Vanderbilt wins the SEC tournament. You're going to need to see what seed they are, right?
Got a long way to go before that. But
hey, Jerry Stackhouse said Pac-5 suits, man.
Jerry Stackhouse, one thing we know, he's got more than five suits.
You missed that interview. We had an awesome interview with him. I think you took off to find your way to San Jose. We had a great interview with him on that. It was last Friday. It was a week ago. I wonder how many gummy bears he took. He's into the big time into gummy bears. What is it, the Haribo, Elijah?
He's a Haribo guy.
Haribo.
Wonder how many he ate after last night in
celebration. Every time I see the Haribo gummy bear commercial now, I think of Jerry Stackhouse. I think of Coach Stack. Hmm. Because that was brought on by, remember our conversation with Kelly Harper where she said that she was craving Girl Scout cookies when they were here for the SEC Women's Tournament. And so I asked Coach Stack, like, do you have anything, you know, like, do you have any ritual, anything you eat? What? And he just, I mean, he went there and he was very, very passionate about Haribo gummy bears. So my guess is that there are plenty right now down in Tampa.
Well, whatever works. That was a good win for him last night. I would have been, I told some people yesterday that I would have been disappointed if they just no-showed last night and laid down against Alabama because they played them so tough at Memorial Gym, really had a chance to beat them.
Like didn't. Georgia did? Georgia laid down. They just
Georgia was done.
They're like waving the white flag and tip.
Well, D-Mace and I have awarded Georgia and Florida State as the welcome to spring break. Welcome to spring break. You can still catch the last 5 days.
They're on PCB already. Yeah. The PBR has been purchased.
I mean, they just
Keystone Light.
Yeah, they laid down.
Yeah, cases and cases of Keystone Light, but ready to go.
I think, you know, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but several weeks ago, when they got Liam Robbins finally healthy, and this was the beginning of February, and Darren, you remember this? One of the first games he played was at Rupp Arena, and he was all over the place. He wasn't ready. He wasn't in game shape. But he was out there, and you were saying to yourself, okay, he's nice first game. You get to go up against Shibue, your first game. But he battled, and he showed some ability. And I've been saying all along, if they could ever get their whole team together, they're pretty good. And it's really unfortunate because this year, as we're going to talk about when we talk about the bubble, this was a year you could get in. The bubble is a little bit soft, I think, when you get down to it. The ACC, so thin. Pac-12, really thin. This could be a year you could get as many as four teams from the Mountain West Conference. So it's unfortunate that we'll never know what the team could have looked like if they'd have had Roddy Chapman and Liam Robbins for the whole year. Because when they're on the court, they have the extra big men that they were lacking. And they have the support for Scottie Pippen that he doesn't have to do everything mm-hmm. out there. And it makes it so much easier for them to get what they need offensively. But I don't know if they're going to have enough to hang with
Kentucky
tonight.
How about Chapman gutting it out?
It was awesome. Awesome.
My thing
is that to me is like such a key. They absolutely have to have him, and I just don't know if the hammy's going to hold up.
You worry.
And I know he's gutting it out. I mean, it is, but I just don't know. I mean, every game it's going to be, right? I mean, we're talking about
sure.
they're playing every day. We've been talking about Julio Jones's hammy for 2 years, and we're asking this kid to gut it out every day?
And this is after watching, if you've been – their whole season has been, you know, when's he coming back? Okay, right. He's back. Oh, no, he's out again. It's just, it's been that way all year long. So every time he's out there.
But he is so vitally important.
Oh, yes, he makes a big difference.
Here's my question on Vanderbilt real quick. And this is, I don't want Willie to get defensive because I'm not being critical. I'm just asking a question because I feel like since.
I want him to get defensive. I want him to come after
you. I know. He
like
probably
will. Bull.
I know since Jerry Stackhouse has been there, I have seen this theme of. And it's the state of college basketball where you have such a rotation of players that come in and out. But it's like he gets the team. They're not very good to start the season. But you can tell that they play for him. You can tell there's a buy-in. And by the time you get to this time of year, you see a productive team. And what you just referenced, you have players that have been hurt, so you don't have the full complement the entire season. When do you get to that point where you've built enough where – you are going to see a team that all right, he's got something. He's got the depth, because I think the depth is probably the answer to the question.
He's got some.
He's got the depth, and they can make a run at it, make the NCAA tournament, and get back to kind of what Vanderbilt has been in the past.
Because
there's such a buy-in. Like, you can tell. You watch those kids play. They buy into what he's selling.
They're getting there. It's so hard because – anybody can transfer at any time. Now, that could work to your advantage. You could get the guy that comes in and moves the needle. Like Liam Robbins is a transfer in. Roddy Chapman is a transfer
in. I
need
to see a little bit more out of him, by the way.
Robbins? Well, just give him a year.
This is an
interesting piece of news that I didn't know whether you'd hear this or not. But it sounds to me, and Jerry Stackhouse said it publicly, so he's got to feel pretty good about it, that Liam Robbins will be coming back next year.
By the way, Willie, while we're on that topic, I'm not sure Jerry Stackhouse completely ruled out Pippen coming back next year with us.
I wouldn't rule it out.
I mean, he didn't. He was like, he kind of tiptoed the line. He kind of went both places, but he certainly wasn't like, we know this is it for him. Because I specifically asked him about Scottie Pippen Jr., and he was not willing to say, like, we know, we got everything out of him, and more. We know he's ready for the next. Like, he said that, but then also did not rule out him coming back for another year.
Wouldn't it be in his best interest to come back?
You know, he's going to probably go through the whole process again like he did last year. Remember, he took a long time before he decided, okay, I'm coming back. I think he'll look at it, but I'll be honest with you. I don't know that his – now, look, I'm the furthest thing from an NBA scout. I don't know that they're going to look at him so much differently this year than they did last year. And I do sense in Scottie Pippen. I don't know him at all, but I think he is hungry for some success. You know, I think he wants to leave. I think it means enough to him. I think he'd like to leave Vanderbilt saying, you know, I got something done there as a team. You know, individually, he's done everything you could do. He's been amazing. But I think he'd love to experience some college basketball success. I think once he leaves, just like any number of college players, it's going to I think he's a fringe NBA player, right? He's not going to be a high first round pick, but he could probably make it to the NBA if he gets the right opportunity. He might have to play in the G League for a couple of years and then latch on with the right team. It happens to a lot of great college players.
What I like about him is he keeps getting better. That's what I like
about
him.
Yeah, sure does.
I don't feel like he's, you know, it's like he's maxed out. It's his ceiling. I feel like he just keeps getting better, and I think that gives – that's got to breed hope that there can be a next level, but maybe another year and another ceiling, right? Another step forward even helps that even more. So I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out. I'm just simply saying Stackhouse did not rule it out
like we know he's gone. He did not do that. He also, you know, tiptoed it great. He played the line fantastic. He presented both scenarios, but the fact that he presented both, I was like, So it's not a foregone conclusion. He's definitely gone. So we'll see. Of course, the SEC Men's Basketball Tournament, big day today. Texas A&M and Auburn get things started.
That's a big one.
Followed by LSU and Arkansas. And then the nightcap games will be Mississippi State and Tennessee and then Vanderbilt and Kentucky to finish out the action at Amalie Arena on this Friday. We'll come back. New Sounds General Manager Adam English. We're going to talk to him on the other side. Oh, my gosh, baseball got in a room and they figured stuff out? Holy cow, we're going to have a season. We'll come back.
More on Derek Donahue.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll come back and talk to him next on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Oh, my gosh, that music means there's going to be baseball. We'll get into that a little bit later. Our next guest really wasn't worried about it because they were going to play this music no matter what. Back here on the DDC, Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe with you here on this gorgeous, gorgeous Friday before, I guess, snow is coming in tomorrow, I guess. But Adam English is the new Sounds General Manager and CEO, and he now joins us. Adam, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. Welcome to Nashville. Like I said, didn't matter what Major League Baseball worked out or didn't work out, you guys were going to have your season no matter what, and that was a good thing.
Totally. Obviously, I think it's better for everybody that they got a deal worked out. But, yeah, we're playing baseball April 5th against the Durham Bulls, visiting Nashville for the first time in history on that April 5th at 6:35 p.m. We can't wait.
These five-game sets, I actually like it. I know this is, you know, for travel purposes, and I think it just makes sense because, you know, baseball season is a long season. But what do you make it? Because Durham's coming in for five, or actually it's six, isn't it?
Yeah.
Six-game series. What do you make of these long, basically week-long series?
I think they're fun. I really am. I was unsure when we first got implemented as well. I think that the players like having the universal off days. You know, everybody knows that Major League season's long, minor league season, ours is getting closer to their length as well. But those universal off days allow for, you know, maintenance and making sure that they're staying healthy throughout the year. And ultimately, at AAA, our job is to support the big league club. So you want to make sure that health and wellness are a new focus for athletes across the board. And the schedule kind of allows that, but it also breeds some good head-to-head matchups. I mean, like, you're going to face a pitcher twice in a homestand. I think you get a better look at the talent, and maybe the second time around you have better success. It's pretty cool.
So since we haven't had a chance to talk to you, how did this all come about? Give us a little background on you. We're looking forward to getting to meet you and getting to know you better, but this is our first opportunity. So tell us and our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Absolutely. So I grew up in Lexington, Kentucky, but spent the last 3 years as the general manager for the Gwinnett Stripers, the AAA affiliate of the Braves just outside Atlanta. This will be my 18th season in minor league baseball. This will be my 10th year at AAA, which is awesome. I love AAA baseball and being a part of AAA baseball. So moving to Nashville was getting a little closer to home for my family and I. Our family's still up in Lexington, but Nashville is also just an unbelievable sports town. And I'm very familiar with it before even getting the opportunity here. So grateful to Frank Ward and the ownership group here for bringing me here.
Guys, did you hear that? I think I'm going to get along with Adam quite nicely. So where'd you go to high school?
In Lexington, I went to Lafayette High School.
You went to Lafayette, the Generals, right?
Generals, that's right.
Well, I won't say that. You can say that because I went to Bryan Station. So I was a defender.
So you must be a Kentucky guy then, UK?
I grew up in Lexington as well. Yep. I've been here 25 years, so I'm Nashvillian through and through, but that's where I grew up, and we'll have to catch up about that on the other side when
Absolutely.
We meet in person.
So what, great. I look forward to that.
Well, as you know, this is a great market. Tell us what excites you about this upcoming season, Adam.
Well, first and foremost, this is going to be our first opening day, like a real opening day since 2019. With the 2020 season canceled, 2021 we didn't start till May, and it was really, you know, we were just kind of like trying to operate. So this this year, opening day has got me really fired up. As a baseball guy, you know, opening day is always just kind of a special day. And it's crazy now that we're, that AAA baseball, we're going to start 2 days before the big leagues. So, so we're on April 5th, but opening day gets me fired up. And I mean, it just gets people thinking about sunshine and warm weather and enjoying a ballpark. So that's one of the things I'm really excited about. I'm also excited. We have 26 giveaway dates. We have 9 fireworks shows. There's going to be all kinds of stuff coming up, up at First Horizon Park that will appeal to everybody.
Talking to Adam English, the Sounds general manager and CEO. April 5th, the season starts for AAA, and as he mentioned, I think it's exciting. First real full start-to-finish minor league baseball season in quite a while, and that's going to be a really, really fun thing to watch all summer. So, Adam, just as you come in and you view the facility, you view the city, just what were your thoughts when you know, you got hooked up with the Sounds and you started looking, hey, what's your vision?
Absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, it's one of the best facilities in the country. Frank Ward and the ownership group, along with Metro Sports Authority, has really made this this ballpark, you know, top of the class. But looking at that skyline that's forever changing, there's so much growth here in Nashville. I think that we can continue to connect the community. I think we can continue to grow our efforts in and around the stadium, as well as just covering Nashville as a whole. But really just excited to connect with our fans, provide the best fan experience in minor league baseball, and, you know, keep making all those delicious slushies out of the bandbox.
Adam English is on the line with us. And, again, a reminder for everyone, you can hear every Nashville Sounds game on ESPN 94.9 this year. And, Adam, we're excited to once again be partnered up with you all with the Nashville Sounds and carry the games.
Absolutely. We love being affiliated with you guys, and I know that the sweet buttery pipes of Jeff Hem will sound great coming across the airwaves.
Oh, yeah.
He's a legend, man.
He is a legend.
So, Adam, to give you a little background on me, we haven't met yet. I'm the new program director, so we need to make that happen at some point in time.
Absolutely.
But I started producing Jeff Hem his first year as the voice of the Sounds, and that was one of my first gigs, so you know, we've come a long way together. So he is a professional for sure.
Absolutely. He's one of the best in the business. It's been great getting to know him. And honestly, I mean, I think the cool thing about minor league baseball is there's so many people on the staff who I'd come across just in my time in minor league baseball. So we had some relationships before I got here, and it's been incredible developing the staff, growing the staff back to closer to those pre-COVID numbers and really attacking how we can get back to, you know, sending our street team to events throughout Nashville and connect with the community and really gear up for what should be a tremendous baseball season.
Real quick, how big has Third and Home been for you all? Is having it's a great place. I go there no matter what, if it's baseball season or not. You can watch football, baseball, what have you. But how big of an addition has that been the last few years and what you've seen since you've gotten here?
I think it's incredible. And obviously they launched, you know, that restaurant opened in 2020. So to see the way that it's not only survived, but begun to thrive all through 2021. I mean, look, I came from Atlanta, and what the Braves built, around Truist Park with the Battery is something amazing for fans. It's a social experience. You can stop by Third and Home. You can get food, drinks, hang out, social time. You can come into the ballpark. Or you could even watch from the balcony. And I mean, it really is, it adds to the overall fan experience and what baseball is, which is a social sport.
Can you let Chase sleep tonight and tell him Freddie Freeman's coming back? Or do you have any inside information?
I have. If I had any inside information, I probably wouldn't share it with you because then the Braves people might come at me. But I have no inside information. But I can tell you as a fan, I certainly am sitting in the same seat that you guys are, that it I can't imagine him in another uniform, and I certainly hope he can find his way back to Atlanta.
I hope so.
Chase, that was not the answer you were looking for. More restless sleeping nights from you. Hey. Adam, really appreciate it. We're looking forward to – look, April 5th is going to be here before we know it, and it's days like this and last weekend that gets everybody excited for an upcoming baseball season. We look forward to meeting you in person. Thanks for doing this, and we'll talk soon.
Have a great day, guys. Thanks again. It's been incredible.
All right, that is the new general manager and CEO of the Nashville Sounds, Adam English. And, yes, their season begins on April the 5th at home, a 6-game set against the Durham Bulls. So that Tuesday night at 6:35 will be first pitch, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, they were going to have their season no matter what. But baseball, it looks like, is going to have a season as well. You know what else is just around the corner, guys?
What's that?
Selection Sunday.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It's just around the corner. And I want to tell everybody, since we're going into Selection Sunday and getting everybody ready for the madness that is March basketball, I'm excited to bet on the upcoming games with my community now that I'm on Wager. You've heard me talking about it this week. A brand new thing in this market, a brand new thing in this state. I've mentioned all week that Wager's new app, based right here in Nashville, lets you bet on sports, but with your friends, your coworkers, other people here in the state of Tennessee, and even with me. I've been doing that all week. So rather than betting against the books that's incentivized to see you lose, how about just an actual person on the other end? And that's with Wager. You can also smack talk in the app, follow friends, see what others are wagering on. You never have to chase anyone down for the money. It's totally different than any other app out there. It's fun. It's social. Sending out and accepting wagers every day is what I've been doing this week. So if you're over 21 years of age, download the app on your phone's browser at wager.me/DMAC. That's wager, wager.me/DMAC. Once you're in, join the 102.5 The Game crew. Let's see if you can take some money from me, which people have been doing all week. Since we're still waiting for the tournament to start, I'll be sending out some wagers soon. Tonight, of course, there's NBA games. There's all the conference tournament action. So download it now if you want to be on the other side. As always, you got to be 21 years of age or older to play. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-889-9789. You can watch us streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook every single day. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. There will be a baseball season. And they've agreed on a bunch of stuff. No yeah. more DH. Wow. What a concept. I've been saying that for about
no more DH.
Years.
You mean universal DH.
I mean universal DH. No more DH in the NA, in the or DH now in the NL.
Right. Yeah. So they've agreed on a universal DH.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is
like
which is
like
good.
I said, I've been saying that for 20 years, but people were telling me how no, that's part of the game and how much smarter NL managers are and it's strategy. Now all of a sudden nobody wants to see the pitchers hit. That's what I was been saying for 20 years. But hey. You know.
Hey, you know what?
Now all of a sudden
happened.
It's not acceptable. I've been saying it forever. Now all of a sudden it's not acceptable.
Well, because you had a handful of pitchers that would put a little something into it, and you know, I mean, I'm a National League guy, so some of the small ball and strategy with that bunting. But now it's just, you know, come on, just do it across the board.
Bunting. So, do these guys even know how to bunt?
No, they don't.
No.
But see where they screwed up, or. They either screwed up or they helped themselves out, is when they did the universal DH 2 years ago and everybody saw it, it's like, yeah, let's just go to that. So I'm glad they're finally doing it. I mean, it makes things interesting for the Atlanta Braves, because if the hangup is really a sixth year for Freddie Freeman, you now can go,
make him the
DH. He can be the DH.
Yeah, if he's too old to play in the field, you can do that. The problem is that opens it up in the American League. You know, American League teams were already doing that, but now every other team in the National League could think that way. But I still think, come on, where is he going?
I still think ultimately he's going to end up in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm worried about the Yankees just because.
But the Yankees have other needs. They have other needs.
They do. But the problem is they can just throw a ton of money at it. And I told Elijah this. If that's what he does, if he goes to the Yankees and it's taking the money, you know, he's obviously not on my team anymore, but there were Atlanta Braves that have left that I'm still fans of. I would lose a lot of respect for him.
He'd be dead
for
to
doing
me.
That.
Yeah, that would be.
And a lot of people would.
That would be hard to stomach. Hard to stomach. And look, I'm a Mets fan, so I would be, on one hand, really celebrating him not going back to his team. I mean, the team that the Mets ultimately have to beat. And if he goes to the American League, even better. But as a baseball fan, that would sting. That would just – and this is what this is the most interesting thing about the whole labor thing. It was a lot of belly aching and a lot of lament. At the end of the day, they're going to get 162 in, thankfully. And, you know, years from now, maybe we'll remember, like, they start April 7th instead of March or April 1st, March 31st. But they're going to get them in there. But this was the thing to remember. The owners did budge a little bit. They raised the minimum wage a lot. You know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but, you know, going from $575 or whatever to $700,000, that's legit for a lot of players. A lot of guys that we've had on our show for a long time. I mean, that money makes a difference. But here is the interesting thing. When they proposed this last thing, the one that got the deal done, the top guys in the union voted 8-0 to reject it. That was Max Scherzer, Miller, Andrew Miller, and Tony Clark. The guys at the top said, nope, this isn't good enough. But they said, you know what, we got to put it to the teams. The teams rank and file 26-4.
Yeah.
We want this deal. This is a good deal for us. So I thought that sort of illustrated what's going on with the players. They wanted to play, and they were like, this is not a bad deal. And I do give the owners credit for coming around on some of the issues. Now, guys, please, this is what I would plead. Please get on the same page and start to – you got this for 5 years. You got this for five years now. These are some building blocks that you could now – if you really put your heads together and say, we've got to save this game, we've got to make this game more exciting and better – put all this money stuff aside and really start working on what will help the product. Because as we talk about year after year, the players are really, really good. They're the best athletes. They're throwing harder. They're hitting the ball further. They're incredible athletes. But the game needs some action. Got to figure out how to do that.
So let me ask you both something. Because they got a problem, and they don't care that they have a problem. And the problem is people are tired of seeing them squabble.
By the way, how much coverage did you see on this nationally?
Not nearly
Jeff,
as
Jeff
much.
Jeff Passan until his Twitter went away.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It was about honestly, five or like, six guys is about all.
But it was not a big to-do at all. Like it was literally, it looked like everybody was like, yeah, whatever. You guys go do whatever you need to do. We'll be here talking about other sports when you guys figure it out. We'll pass along that you're going to have a season or not. But really, it's not been a big to-do in
the
sports landscape.
No, but and that's the problem because, okay, so the four of us, we're a part of the problem because as mad as we get, we're still going to watch and we're still going to go to the games because we just can't help ourselves. I'm not wrong. It's in the blood. So we're still going to do that. However.
Unfortunately, you are correct.
However. What they need to be focused on, because they don't need to worry about us. They don't need to advertise to us. They got us. We're there. Where their problem is, like I went and talked to the kids at FRA yesterday. They don't give a crap
right.
about baseball. And your son, like Darren, your son plays baseball. Willie, your son plays baseball. How much do they really care about Major League Baseball?
Nothing. I mean,
a lot. But my son does a lot. He's hardcore.
Mahoney's the exception to the rule.
Yeah,
yeah. But he does. Does not. He goes. I mean, we go to games. He's all in. But it's not like he's like beating down our door. Like, please, look, take me to a game, or watching it. He's not. He plays it. He lives it.
And see, that's
he's
a problem.
Constantly playing and practicing it, but he doesn't. He doesn't give two craps about
you have a kid
sitting and watching or whether they're going to have a season or not.
You have a kid that plays the sport.
Has since he's three.
That doesn't care about the sport.
Right. And that's not even to say all of the kids that don't play, and unfortunately there's less kids playing baseball.
Right.
Because of the travel thing. I mean, the travel thing messes up a lot of stuff. I hate to say it. And my kid plays the travel. And Darren, you're in the travel as well. But it streamlines how many kids play. More people move out of there, and once they're gone, what are the chances they become baseball fans? Not very much. Plus, you've just contracted all these minor league towns that had teams. That's another reason for people to check out and not have any connection to the sport. But They don't look at that stuff. They're just looking at the money, what's the competitive balance tax going to be, and all these things. And they had to do that. They had to come up with a deal. But now you've got 5 years to really work on stuff. I dare you to do it. I don't know if they will. Here's another problem that they have got to address that they didn't in this deal. And the three of us root for teams that are in the game, right? They're not tanking, right? The Indians.
Yeah, mine is definitely
Indians,
not tanking.
The Guardians now. But, Darren, your team.
Go Guardians.
They have had to be very smart with their budget. They've become a little bit more like the Rays. The competitive balance thing is messed up. And I think by the end of this thing, it's going to be even worse than it is now. Because the players cannot come around to the idea that a salary cap might be good for them.
Yeah.
They've had this notion that we can't ever have a salary cap. Salary cap, whoa, we cannot do that. We don't do that. We're baseball. We fought for free agency. But what's the big problem in the game? Tanking, right? There's several teams every year that, you know what, we can't win. So we're going to tank.
And
we're going to pare the payroll way down. It will get worse right now. They didn't do anything about it.
Well, because of the international draft. If they actually have an international draft, which I think they should.
I think they're going to.
Yeah.
Not this year, but in – Yeah,
I think that from a competitive balance standpoint, that's a good thing. But you're gonna have teams tank more to get a better draft position.
And the only thing they did was they created a lottery. Yeah. But in the reality, the lottery, the difference between the first and the sixth pick in the MLB draft, it's a crapshoot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crapshoot. It's not like Shaquille O'Neal comes around and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the pick. Very, very rarely is there a guy that you're like, this is a can't. It's like, you know, I suppose when Bryce Harper was in there. I mean, there are a couple guys every 5 or 6 years where you're like, man, it's nice to have the first pick this year because this guy is clearly so much better than everybody else. But you look year after year, there's a big first six picks. Not a lot of difference in performance between the six. You probably have two guys that hardly make it, two guys that end up being really good players. Another three that are okay players, but you know it's a randomness. So that won't do anything to stop a team from, oh wow, we can't tank now because of the lottery. That other than that, they did nothing to keep the Orioles and all the teams that just check out and say, well, let's keep our payroll down at about $60 million because we can lose it with a $60 million payroll the same as we can lose with a $100 million payroll.
Right.
And that's a problem. And the players don't see it that way, and they should, I think. That's something they should come around to. And the competitive balance would be so – look at hockey. Hockey, they swore they would never have a salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
But look how competitive the league is now. You never worry about teams not being able to compete. But in baseball, it's a problem.
But you have a smaller percentage of players that don't want the salary cap because they make the ungodly contracts. But because they are the guys – they control it all, so you're not going to get a salary cap.
We'll come back, wrap up the first hour next. We're going to talk to Teresa Walker from the Associated Press to begin the second hour. That's coming up here shortly on Darren, Donick, and Chase. The NCAA tournament is right around the corner. We know that. It's time for you to sign up and play the official Game Bracket Challenge brought to you by Coach's Corner Sports Grill in Spring Hill. Dazed, Delta 8, and Wager. Go to thegamenashville.com/bracketchallenge or the Game Nashville app now, right now, and sign up to play. Overall bracket winner will win a pair of tickets to the Indianapolis 500 at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. That'll be on Sunday, May 29th. Brackets will open after the teams have been selected this Sunday. So how about that? Indy 500 tickets on the line. Mm-hmm. Outstanding.
That's the people's PD working for you.
Outstanding. The Indy 500.
Yes.
The Indy 500.
Yeah.
Wow. Take note. Speaking of Indy, big game that's underway. First game of the day, and it's a big game with implications here. Indiana against Illinois in the Big Ten tournament. Indiana had the great comeback win yesterday over Michigan, welcoming back Juwan Howard to the bench with a 17-point blown lead for the Wolverines. They'll still get in, but that was massive for Indiana. Now they can put it right over the top if they can find a way to beat Illinois. But this is going to be a tough challenge for the Hoosiers here. But we'll keep an eye on this game.
We indeed will. Obviously, like I said, down in Tampa, Texas A&M and Auburn will get things started. I don't suspect that's going to be much of a game. I don't suspect.
I don't know.
Texas A&M.
You never kind of have Buzz Williams. Scrappy. Darren, you know, you and I love Buzz Williams. We watched him a few years ago when Marquette came through town a couple times.
We've talked to him.
He's got him playing well.
Oh,
yeah. He's a great personality.
He is.
Auburn loves to play with their food, too.
Yes, they do.
They sometimes like to let things get a little too close, like the SEC's version of Providence, if you will.
And I can tell you right now, Texas A&M is going to guard. They are a great defensive team. Excellent defensive team. I don't think Auburn's going to have an easy time scoring. If they can contain, if Jabari doesn't have this unbelievable, you can't stop me kind of day, I think Texas A&M will be right in it. Right in it.
I did like the unis yesterday. I will say that. But
those are the best ones.
Yeah, I like those, but I don't think they have a chance today.
No?
No.
What's the line?
Nine and a half.
Nine and a half?
Yeah, I took it. I bet on the 9.5.
You like the 9.5 for Texas A&M?
I think Auburn wins, but I think Texas A&M like hangs around for a little bit, and it's probably a 7-8 point game.
Also, keep this in mind. If Texas A&M were to win that game, they're right in the bubble talk. They've gone from sort of not even being discussed to, hey,
they'll do it. Oklahoma,
we need to take a look at this.
And
yes,
it's like maybe
all of a sudden Oklahoma is, you know, yeah. I have them in my own color code for this, and they're in the same color code as Texas A&M. It's like, okay, show me something today, and I gotta have you in there.
They'll make
at least
think
in the discussion.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
Georgia made it official. They have fired Tom Crean, and I brought this up
stunned
recently. Well. In all seriousness, though, I mean, Georgia just won the national championship in football. They do care about their other sports. They're successful in other sports. They actually are trying to be good in everything. They have made the attempt to be good in basketball again. I mean, Mark Fox was universally praised as an unbelievable hire. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Here comes Georgia basketball again. Didn't happen. Tom Crean. Well, okay, good hire. That's a good hire.
Yep.
And it just – what is it about Georgia basketball where the last decade they've tried and they can't get anything going? They can't make it work.
It's so weird.
Was a disaster this year.
Because there are so many good players in Georgia that come through high school. That's what's mystifying, is that they just haven't been able to get the – and Georgia Tech, really, for that matter, too. You would just think that you'd be able to find more consistently good talent just homegrown in your state, especially for Georgia.
Well, George, this year, too, I mean, if you just look at the roster and look at the guys that transferred from last year's team, this team, that if they would have stayed, they would have been pretty solid. I mean, they lost three starters that are on teams that could be one seeds, like
they
Katie
like
Johnson and Auburn.
Kids transfer.
That's, Samir Wheeler at Kentucky.
That is becoming the name of the game, is how do you build a roster that you can keep around with all of the different things that can derail your team chemistry. We just talked about it with Vanderbilt. But they're not unlike most programs. Couple guys come in, couple guys come out. That's gonna happen, but you can't let it happen to your main guys. When your main guys are leaving, you're screwed. That's what happened to, like you said, Elijah, with Tom Crean. Just could never get any traction at all.
Lost a starter.
Like Jerry Stackhouse. Remember, imagine if that team had Dylan Dessou this year.
Well, he had the number one pick in the NBA draft.
Well, that's one thing. Okay, you get that.
But you got to have more than one guy.
He was 30 games under 500 at Georgia. 30 games under 500.
You have to have the foundation around when you get the odd, great, even the great player. And sometimes, you know, in all due respect, he was, okay, he's the first pick is the first pick, but that was more on the ceiling than his actual ability to help them win.
He didn't develop much in that 1 year, and I think that's kind of the
like. Were you
on
wowed by
team.
Him in that year? Were you saying, "Oh,
I wasn't.
My, what an unbelievable player"? Like you think of first
him.
Pick in the draft, like Carmelo Anthony, kind of stuff.
He was like, taking like 35 shots per 100 possessions.
No, I watched it and said it on the show. I was like, I don't. I know people are saying it, but I don't get it. I mean, he's good. I just don't think he. I'm not wowed by him. No, I said that. I wasn't wowed by him, but I'm just saying he was the number one pick in the NBA draft. And Tom Crean did nothing but underwhelm. I mean, it was – and like I said, they've tried. We can go back all the way to Dennis Felton. That was – right? That was viewed as a great hire at the time. I mean, they have tried, and they just – they can't get it going. I don't understand it. I don't understand how Georgia basketball cannot be successful. They have all the resources. They're, as you mentioned, they're in a great state for talent. Georgia is a great university, right? Their campus is awesome. They have a winning culture. Like, why can't they make it work? It is unbelievable
how
grossly underwhelming that basketball program has been for the last 15 years. What have they been to last 15 years? About two or three tournament appearances?
One was fluky because they had to win the Georgia Dome.
Yeah, that's right. That was felt.
With the Georgia Dome being broken.
Yeah, that was felt. Yeah. They had to win five games in 3 days or something.
And that gave him an extra year. He was probably gone.
Yep.
They won it. He came back, but then they immediately sagged back. So, yeah.
I don't get it because, I mean, I feel like they've just always been bad or underachieving. As far as I can remember.
Yeah.
Chase, help Georgia basketball fans get over their pain and suffering. What could they, you know, what can they do to maybe help get through the losing? What could they drink maybe that could help them?
They can go out in Athens if they're 21 years of age or older and get some Screwball peanut butter whiskey, because that's my go-to when I'm out with my crew and they say, hey, let's do a round, let's do a shot. It's Screwball peanut butter whiskey, and you don't have to take it as a shot. You can drink it on the rocks. You can have it as an old-fashioned, a peanut butter old-fashioned, which are very good, by the way. They have a lot of other recipes on their website at screwballwhiskey.com. But I love it so much because it's an original, just like me, just like the suit. It's made with real whiskey, peanuts, and peanut butter. So that's why when I'm out, I say, hey, give me a Screwball peanut butter whiskey, and I drink it, like I said, either on the rocks or as a shot. So do like I do. Order a Screwball peanut butter whiskey. Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2022 Screwball Spirits, LLC, San Diego, California. Whiskey with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.